I take no joy in what I'm about to reveal. But I have a commitment to hundreds of thousands of Saturday Rub fans to ensure that they remain informed regardless of the consequences of my actions. And make no mistake, my safety will be compromised as a result of the findings of a week-long investigation that has confirmed, albeit to my personal dismay, a situation that remains hard for me to digest and comprehend.
That sounds it could be me. It's physical.
The Triple M Saturday team is the tightest-knit team in the history of football media.
Yes, that's true.
Lou, Jack and Bob may have appeared to many as a united group, but they have nothing on this group. We share everything together.
Yes.
Our successes, our triumphs are celebrated with an understated modesty that embarrasses our competitors. How can they be so self-deprecating in the face of such achievements, they ask themselves. I have been moved to ponder the same baffling question. On the rare occasion when one of us fails to live up to the extraordinary high standards that we demand of each other, we resist the temptation to revel in the failures of one of our own, and instead we gather ourselves around them and wrap the symbolic Triple M wings.
That's a beautiful prize,
highlighted by our logo and Dr. Dan around them, and offer nothing but encouraging words and heart-wrenching empathy until they are able to dust off the stench of failure and rejoin the team. Albeit at the bottom of the peer ladder of respect. On this occasion, I can offer no such support. Over the years, we have been prepared to deal with the hand that God has provided us.
Here's the preamble.
Warrior is as blind as batshit and can't see past his nose. But he nobly accepts he has to front up in public with a pair of Coke bottles strapped to his face just to get through the day. It's not a pretty sight, but he lives with it.
Your little drive-by?
Jim has to exist in a world where those that he works with have been required to chisel frames of granite over the journey. I am no exception. How difficult it must be for him to front up each week with a sunken chest and arms of cotton. But he does, regardless of his physical sense of inferiority.
Oh, no.
And yes, trimming up the body hair with a whippersnipper before I start each day is not a pleasurable experience. It's something I must do if I'm not to be herded up and dumped into the gorilla cage at the Melbourne Zoo.
This is not good.
Which leads me to Spud.
Oh, no.
The rugged son of a Bungaree potato farmer whose brothers-in-law, cousins and nephews, whilst never challenging for the cover of GQ magazine, remain comfortable in their own skin.
Yes.
When they look in the mirror, they have no choice but to play the hand they were dealt. And the great Spud Regis himself has been withering in his contempt for anyone that would dare try and alter the course the good Lord has provided by means other than hard work and good fortune.
Where's this going?
It's a big build. Still
not normally.
He refuses to even acknowledge that anyone may go down the hair hat path. Live with it, you conceited fool, was his response. Spray tans on males, would never talk to that person again.
Yes.
Moisturiser made him physically sick. Waxing, don't ever get changed in the same room as me again. But he reserved his most vicious and derisive comments for those that elected to go down the dental enhancement path.
Oh, now I'm on it.
His disdain and contempt for our great friend Tony Jones has been bordering on slanderous and disparaging in such a way that I fear to cover up a more sinister subplot.
Oh, no.
That subplot can be revealed today.
No.
Danny Frawley, the humble, self-effacing country boy whose whole public image is based on the knockabout larrigan that would rather walk a greyhound with his great mate Plugger than go to a cosmetic shop with Michael Roberts, has succumbed to the lure of self-appeasement. In one of the most extraordinary about faces in recent history, Spud is now to be known as Chomper Frawley.
The very thing
Tony Jones and I've been warning about for as long as I can remember now sits proudly inside his puffed up lips, gleaming like the sun on a caravan beach.
I'll have one.
Spud.
Chomp.
I'll tell you what happened.
Oh, no. Bud's head is chompers done.
I've had one. No. You're going to hear me out.
Oh, no, Bud.
I will not throw anyone under the bus. But someone in this studio alerted me to the fact.
I cannot believe what I've just heard admitted.
No,
Spud's
I can't.
Spud's had the teeth done.
No. I'll tell you. All right, I've had one done. All right, I can't get it out. Do you want me to get the bloody? It's not an excuse, a fact of life. Oh, can I get it out?
Come on, John, get over it.
Okay, well. For the listeners out
they
there,
they look like a movie screen.
The I've had one done, mate. Because
that's unbelievable.
At the eight,
I can't believe it. You just got
to one of them sticking out like Bugs Bunny. I've got this front chomper done.
I've lost something in the footwell of McKay. Have a smile for me, Jesus.
What a play, you friend. Oh, listen, no. You are out there. Oh, no. I'm not going to take it out on him, but can I actually get... No, I can't get it out, can I? The excuse. It's not an excuse, it's a fact.
Oh, no.
I had me
front
chomper.
I cannot believe what I'm hearing.
This one down.
I don't care how many have been done.
I've had one. I can actually see it.
They call you Chomp from now
on. It was one tooth.
I never thought I would ever hear that you would head down this path, bud.
JB, I had to.
The conceited path of getting the chompers done.
About 6 weeks ago, I had one tooth done, right? 6 weeks ago. Because, for any listener out there, I had an infected root.
Oh, no.
So they took the root filling out, and this is a tooth I got knocked out of the Witchy Proof pub.
I cannot believe it.
17.
Come on, Chomp. Suck it
up. Oh, one tooth. If it was 6 or 10, I'd say fair enough, but it
just
was the front
tooth.
One. It was sticking out like a... anyway, whatever it was.
Old ivory. No.
I'm going home.
I can't believe the good spot.
I think it's done irreparable damage. Can we get Tony Jones on the line?
I think we're going to have to.
Can we get TJ on the line?
Years,
Tony on the phone.
He's copped it. For years, Chompers has copped it from Spud. How could you be so vain as to get your teeth whitened?
Mate, I had the one that I got knocked out at the Witchy Proof Hotel.
Witchy Proof Hotel.
And seriously, old knackers Morgan a fella at when I was 20,
which,
when I was 18.
Spud, I know they give you about 5 or 6 colour options. Did you go with the off-white?
I must admit, it is a bit too white compared to the other yellow ones. So I've got to put up with that. But anyway, I might have to put some coffee stone or something on it.
133353. We need the family involved here.
You can
Gary.
Take a photo if you like. It's one bloody tooth.
Ring us with your thoughts on Spud and the fact that he's decided
put
to go down.
Put your name and address on it too because I need to club someone. Just put your address on it as well.
Spud, I didn't believe it when I heard
who
it.
Who told you?
I'm not giving anyone.
I did.
Up,
I got.
But
I got,
it's one of the two on your right.
For Don Woody Franks.
Was all over it. Squirmy little bastard. I look at you, Spud, I don't know anything about it. And the worst part about it, you couldn't look me in the eye. He did. He actually lied and eyeballed me.
I didn't say anything about you. I didn't ever lie.
You couldn't
to
look
you.
At me in the eye. I knew it was me. But old bloody, I won't swear on radio. I already have, probably.
Spud.
I've had one tooth done.
133353. Ring us with your thoughts on the great
anyone,
big rough tough bungery fullback.
If anyone has had an infected
who's had
root
dental work?
Tooth.
He had an infected root.
Well, mate, have you had a root full?
Well, I think the media
has
got
fill your head.
No, don't pick on me on this one.
You said you're going to
I had nothing
after
to do with it.
We just piss you off.
That same makeup lady from Fox has said, I think now it's time for the chompers.
Combine it with the makeup
game. Chomp, but not chompers. I've had one done.
Chomp.